This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. The World Bank says that more than $1 trillion in bribes are paid worldwide each year. Far-right party in France, the National Front, led in 6 of 13 regional government contests and in the popular vote in the elections. Some data indicates that greenhouse gas emissions may have peaked. Meanwhile, Beijing issued a red alert for pollution and closed schools for 3 days. ISIS has created 355 Twitter accounts, opening a new one as one is shut down. Many are saying that Twitter and Facebook could do more to thwart terror and beheading sites, just as was done on child pornography sites. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is now calling for the government to block all Muslims from entry to the U.S. Albuquerque has begun a unique program of giving homeless people a job for 1 day a week, paying $9 per hour, and providing lunch, and doing so out of a $5 million fund created through the settlement of charges over police killing a homeless man. Australia is home to an estimated 20 million feral cats, which prey on more than 100 of the country's native species and have helped drive at least 25 species to extinction. In the U.S., there are roughly 350,000 resuscitation attempts for cardiac arrest outside of hospitals, annually with average survival rates of 5 to 10% and 750,000 attempts in hospitals with about a 20% success rate. Experts say we could do much better, but use of CPR is like driving an outdated automobile and not using advances in treatment. A study by several professors has found that distracted walkers veer off course by as much as 61% while texting and walking. A French economist has found that countries like Brazil, Turkey, and South Africa are exposed to the whipsaw effect of interest rate-driven capital flows with flexible rates as they were when currencies were pegged to the dollar. The advocacy is for capital controls to prevent Wall Street and hedge funds from swooping in and out of markets and destabilizing countries and currencies. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.